Welcome back to another episode of Your Natural Best. We have Eric and Sarah in the building. Eric is wearing his Yorton stuff. I have to point it out, brother. Like, the current men's physique Yorton World Cup champion. I don't know when this episode is going to drop, so
still current.
It might be former by the time. Still good. But nevertheless, man, we're here with another episode. This one is what really inspired this for me. I saw a video that said, and this might be the catch opener. Like, we might get Shane to throw this at the beginning, but the lady said, people that say lifting weights will make you bulky are the same people that they act like if you grab a basketball and start dribbling, you're turning into LeBron James. Like, that was so dope. Like, when I heard that lady say that, I was like, yeah, that's fire. So we're going to talk about the science of building muscle and get rid of a lot of the myths that comes with it, a lot of the stigma that comes with it, and just kind of talk through that. So Sarah, I'm gonna start with you. And we're just going to, you know, before we dive into it, just what are some things you heard about that, like the whole, like that myth or that idea of building muscle and getting bulky and all of that?
Yeah. I hear that all the time. People still believe that women, if you lift or if you lift too heavy, you're just going to look manly. And that is just not the case at all. Like, I've actively been trying to put on muscle for 20 some years, which means that has been my focus, is muscle building. And, you know, I'm a natural athlete, so it is just, it's not really possible for women. Like, you can put on muscle for sure, and there's some body types that put on muscle easier than other people. But as far as looking to the point where you're getting masculine, definitely not.
Yeah. Naturally.
Naturally.
That's why this is Your Natural Best. Go ahead, Eric. What have you heard about it?
So yeah, I mean, we all heard that, and I think there's going to be so many analogies in this episode. I just feel it coming along, but it's just like, hey, just because I start making breakfast in the morning, don't make me a chef, you know. Just because it's something I do every day is not going to make me an expert at it. Like I said, I've been putting on muscle, or trying to put on muscle, for 30 years now, 32 years or however long I've been living. And let's just say there's so many more people more muscular than I am, and a lot of people who's less, right? It's not an easy thing to do. Like, it's literally I think the one word that needs to be prominent in this conversation is intent. Like, if your intent is to gain muscle or build muscle, then you will build muscle, or you will work towards that. But if your goal is in the gym isn't to necessarily build muscle, then you'll gradually gain it, but you're not going to gain it at a exponential rate that you think you will. And honestly, I guess for the women who thinks that, the gym actually build curves, they actually build shape, they actually build all the different things that the women want, or say they want, especially like the different shapes, the curves and the legs, the glutes, even, you know, forming the backs now. That's a big thing. But I think it's all about intent.
Absolutely, man. You know, it's almost like people think, you know, like, go pick up that dumbbell. They go pick it up. It's like, oh, no, I have muscles. Like, I touched the dumbbell, now I got muscles, man. It blows my mind away. And I have to pick on one of my clients, Blaine Tyler, with the Toller family, you know, kind of introduced some supplements to him. He's like, man, I ain't trying to get all big. I was like, boy, if you don't, because you think just taking some protein and some creatine is gonna make you big overnight. If that was the case, bro, everybody would be huge, you know. But it's amazing, just the mindset when it comes to that. But I do want to talk about, you know, like you said, the intent, because you can go to the gym for years and years and years and years and years and years and not look like that. And Sarah brought that up, and. I just wonder, Sarah, do you know, like, where did that even come from? Like, it racks my brain. Like, where did that discussion come from? Is it the picture of bodybuilding, you know, bodybuilders, you know, the Mr. Olympia and all of that? Is that what, you know, people think if you do this, this is going to happen? Do you think that's where that came from?
I think so, because what you see in media is probably going to be the people who are a little more well-known in bodybuilding. So they're going to be really big and muscular. And that's probably what you're seeing, is the people who are taking all kinds of supplements that you probably, you know, may or may not want to take, but probably won't be taking. And you won't look like that if you're sticking to your protein and your creatine.
Yeah. And it's so funny, because even if you take that substance we will not name on here. Even if it's not a guarantee that you will turn out that way. Like, people don't understand that people on stage are like 0.00001% of all the people that's taking gear, all the people that's working out. They don't understand that that is such a small percentage of people when you look at the I mean, millions of people, maybe billions that are working out, that are training. I know probably millions that would love to be on that stage that aren't, you know, there's so many other factors that go into that. So it just amazes me that we gather a whole ideology off of a very, 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 very small number. So Eric, man, when it comes to training, you know, because I mean, obviously we've debunked the idea that lifting weights is going to make you bulky. I'm going to flip it, man. What if somebody wants to add that muscle? Like, what's the approach for that?
I think it's all in all is the whole total package, right? You have to eat correctly. You have to make sure you're getting your protein in. You have to make sure you're fueling your body to gain that weight or to get more muscular. You can't build muscle in a deficit. As I think all the scientists has debunked that. That's not coming from me. That's coming from everyone else. You can't build muscle in a deficit. Of course, that's eating less than what you're burning in a day. But then also, like I said, just training with intent, training with intensity. You have to train at a certain intensity to gain muscle, which, I mean, implementing progressive overload, gradually adding more weight every time you go into the gym. It's like I said, it's the total package. If you saw the whole thing about routines, it's even resting. So it's all of those things in one. Mm-hmm. And let's just put this out there too for before we get attacked. We have to also give people grace for people who don't know fitness, right?
Sure.
So the grace comes in because it's just like, Dwayne is an all-star podcaster, right? So it's like, if I buy a mic, I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna be a podcaster. But it's more than that, right? So I think the people who's outside of fitness, we have to give them some grace, but we also, that's what this platform is for, to educate them. So on both ends, we're gonna give y'all a lot of stuff about saying it, but hey, we're also here to educate you.
Very good point. I do not want to seem insensitive,
right,
to the folks that don't know fitness. I apologize.
Usually that's my place. But I was like, let me get that out there. Let's get it out.
No, that was perfect. No, that was spot on, because we come from our perspective. We come from our world, and we don't know what we don't know. And people have different experiences, and people see things different. So that is a very, very good point. And I'm glad you brought that out. Sarah, so, you know, you mentioned, Sarah, that you've been building muscle has been an objective of yours and a goal of yours and something you've been working towards. And you say you've been doing it for how long? And then, you know, what's been your path? Like, what has the journey looked like so far?
Okay, so it's been about 20 years. And I was teeny, teeny, tiny when I first started. And it's not that I didn't like that look. I just saw someone, you know, out and about in everyday life at the gym. She was working out and I was like, whoa, I want to look like that, because she had those curves and she looked very feminine to me. I just loved the way she looked with lines showing her muscles. So that's when I got started by seeing her after seeing her. And then I just started since then educating myself and trying to read about muscle building, specifically for women, and lifting heavy. And eventually it just slowly started building, and it takes time. It does. Your body wants to sit at a natural weight that it's used to. People who are hard gainers, you know, their body wants to sit at that one weight, and you have to really push past that threshold to be able to put on that weight and that muscle. And it does take time. And then sometimes you don't think you're getting results. You see yourself every day. Like in my case, I was like, I don't even know if this is working. I would tell people all the time, like, my upper body's responding, my lower body, nothing. Like, I'm not growing my legs at all. And then I did a show this past year, and I compared the pictures to a show I did a couple years prior. And I was like, whoa, my legs definitely grew. But I just didn't even see that because I saw myself every day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, that reminds me of that that video on Instagram. You know, it's like, you go to the gym, you work out, you look in the mirror, you see nothing. You go to the gym the next day, you work out, look in the mirror, nothing. You know, but it's just an overtime thing, and you don't know. And that's why we always say with E2M, you take the pictures, man. You gotta take the pictures. You gotta compare that. You don't, you know, get frustrated with that. And another thing, because weight loss is way easier than muscle gain. And I think people don't understand that. And E2M spoils you. Jeff has figured out a way to give you rapid weight loss in 8 weeks. And once you do that in 8 weeks, then you think, well, shoot, I'm going to build muscle in 8 weeks. No, you're not. That is not the case. You know, so I think that's a lot of people deal with that aspect of understanding the difference. You know, the muscle building is way slower, is way more methodical is the word. And so I think just educating people on that, give them a real expectation, you know, because Sarah, I mean, you talk about comparing from, you know, a couple years prior to then, you know, there was a difference, but I mean, it wasn't like a huge difference because it still is, it's a overtime thing. Mm-hmm. So I think that's super important, man. So E, man, the people that are frustrated with the time frame of this building muscle stuff, man, what's that?
Hey, the time is in God's hand. But it's all about genetics of if you're a hard gainer, quick gainer.
I think I'm an easy gainer, just so you know. Like, I gain. I gain weight real easy.
So we're talking about muscle gain.
Okay, my bad. All right, go ahead. Keep going.
We're talking about muscle. So I think with that, like I said, it's all about the intent throughout that, but then also I lost it, but
good. I like it.
But yeah, it's all about like I said, hard gainer or quick gainer. That's genetics, right? Mm-hmm. And then it's your workout routine and everything else that goes along with that. So the main thing is your plan has to be consistent. Like anybody who complains about, hey man, I'm not gaining muscle and all these things, is like most of the muscle that I think people are really seeing us at and saying, hey, we don't want to look like that. We're at our leanest state and probably our lightest weight. Mm. So when the muscle is the most visible, which is, I think, shout out to E2 and Premium, the people who lost all the weight after their first 8 rounds and then they start Premium, their muscles are so much more visible because they lost that weight. Mm-hmm. So the blockier look is, though, I think what people are seeing is an excess of fat. Mm. And not necessarily muscle. Because when you cut that down, then you're not going to be, I guess, as blocky as the term is. And then you're going to see those muscles more visible. So I think when people say, hey, I want to gain muscle, I think they just want to see their muscles as to saying, hey, I want to gain more muscle, especially our demographic, right?
Very much on point. You know, the buzzword is toned. I want to be toned. Like, oh, you know, you want to lose more weight? No, I want to be toned. Oh, you want to see your muscles? No, toned. But what that is getting leaner, a lot of that. And you know, especially with guys, I don't know what it is with guys. Guys have this football mentality where you got to be 6'5", 250, you know, that is the ideal, you know, and like, man, I want to be 200 and ripped. Like, what planet are you living? Unless you decide to go another route that we don't talk about here. But no, and when I show guys my show picture, and I was like, yo, I was like almost 170. It was like, what? There ain't no way, you know? And even you, E, when you show picture, and what were you on stage?
195.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and it's like I said, I call it the football stat mentality, where men think they have to be, you know, 215, you know, and big or huge or whatever. But nevertheless, I digress. You know, but what Eric said is super true when it comes to like the look that they're looking for. A lot of times come with building muscle, but also being more lean. Sarah, would you agree to that? And if you have anything to add to that?
No, I agree with that for sure. I hear that a lot too, is women want to be toned, and I don't think they realize that part of being toned is having a lower body fat and also working on building that muscle. So you got to have the muscle under the layers of fluff. Yep. So that, you know, when you lose that weight, then you will have those nice curves. So it's a good balance between, you know, losing that fluff and then building off the muscle as well.
Fluff, I like that. We're in a fluff abundance on this end over here. But no, that, I mean, again, that is, you know, something we hear all the time, especially when it comes to, you know, people that lose weight rapidly and then they're looking for the more toner look. They don't think they have to lose anymore, you know, and that's not a bad thing. Cause that's another thing that I always trip out, like, dudes, like, I don't want to weigh this. I was like, bro, who putting you on the scale? Like, nobody cares how much you weigh. You know, it's like, I don't want nobody to run up on me. But bro, it don't matter what you, if they about to run up on you, they're going to run up on you regardless, you know? So it's just amazing how we get kind of stagnated when it comes to that. All right, so we're getting ready to wrap this up, man. Any closing thoughts when it comes to this topic of, you know, the myth of muscle building, or, you know, just kind of the idea of the importance of it? Any closing thoughts there?
Just don't let that hold you back. Don't let a fear of being too bulky, especially for women, don't let that make you afraid. If you're able to lift those heavier weights, then go for it. If you're able to do more reps, then go for it. So don't be afraid to give it your all and to push yourself. Just, you're not going to look bulky, I promise.
All right, UE.
With me, it's just like muscle gain is it's the long game. So just remember, it's the long game. It's muscle gain is not fast. I think in my duration of bodybuilding for 7 years, I probably gained 2 to 5 pounds of muscle in 7 years. So that's 12 months times five and 7 pounds. So be consistent and sign up for E2M Premium.
There you go. Good deal, man. Till next time, we out of here.